This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
How is your level of selflessness? Are you able to give away something that you love so dearly, knowing that this thing may benefit others so much? Check this out. The Prophet ﷺ, one time, he needed a piece of clothing to wear. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that need that he had was known to some people, and a sister, may Allah grant her Jannah and allow us to see her, she designed and crafted with her own hand a garment to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She gave it to him as a gift. So the Prophet loved it, he liked it, and right away he wore it alayhi salatu wa sallam. So the first day he's wearing it, he goes out to the public and people see him. One Sahabi says, "Oh, Prophet of Allah, this is beautiful piece of clothing that you're wearing. Please, I would love to have it." What? "I would love to have it." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ones who perhaps were shocked, and what are the other Sahaba? But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was different. He says, "Na'am." What? "Na'am, I will give it to you." So once the gathering, he was done with the gathering, he left to go change. When the Prophet went out to go change, the Sahaba around that man who requested it, they were upset at him. They said, "You know the Prophet needed that piece of clothing, and you know that the Prophet liked it, and you know that the Prophet never says no. He never says no. So why did you do that?" So the Sahabi said, "Wallahi, I did not ask for it so I can wear it." "Then why do you want it?" "I asked for it so it can be my shroud when I die, so they can cover me with that piece of clothing when I'm buried under the ground." Allahu Akbar. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back and he had the clothing folded. "Here you go." And he gave it to that Sahabi radiallahu anhu. And indeed, the narrator says, the man, when he passed away, he was covered with that piece of clothing. So what do we learn here? The Prophet's ability sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give away something that he loves, that he wants, and he was some sort of selflessness alayhi salatu wasalam. What's the ayah that he lived by and we all should live by? وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. Allah praises the believers and he says they are ones who are selfless. They would give away, they would prefer others over themselves. وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. Even if they actually do need it and they actually do want it. Now, of course, without really harming yourself, if you're able to give away, there's another ayah. This episode, another ayah. Allah says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرِّ. You will not reach the high level of piety and righteousness until حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Until you give from that which you love. You don't give away something you don't love anymore. I'm not saying it's wrong, but you know, the high level is you give away something that we would love to keep. You give something that we would love to have and maintain, but you give it fi sabilillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us live by the Quran, and may Allah allow you and I, after this episode, to give up something that we love to someone else that may be in need for the sake of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.